So, in terms of tonnage, that's quite big.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're saying that the Eldridge, the ship that we covered in the Philadelphia experiment was 9 tons in weight.
9 tons. She had a big ass.
Well, there you go. Welcome everybody to Never a Straight Answer Extra, the bonus podcast that we throw out midweek because we're just generally quite nice like that.
Yeah.
And we love you. And we've got loads of extra news that we wanted to get through. Yes, plus, we were having a bit of a conversation earlier about, I don't know if you listened to the last episode, but we were talking about the new Aladdin movie, and basically spurred us on after the show to have a conversation about wishes.
Yes.
Yeah, so, we're going to go on to that in a bit, because it was quite interesting in terms of moral implications, where you'd go with wish fulfillment.
I know you know I'm right.
And, I get where you're coming from, I think, you know, greed does play heavily into it.
Yeah.
We'll get to that a bit later on.
That,
How's your midweek going? It's Wednesday the day? It's not too long now. You've only got 2 more days till the weekend.
Fuck for that.
Hey.
Love the weekend.
Living for the weekend in those immortal words of, who was it?
Madonna?
Well, no, what was the band called? I forgot what they were called now. Living for the weekend.
I don't know.
Ah, forget them. Yeah. They come and go so fast these days.
What did they?
I'm feeling old. There was a vibe of old. The bands.
Is it the latest band?
They were not that recent.
80s?
No. Late. No, not 2000s? More recent. 2000s, something like that. I'll find out. If I remember halfway through, I'll Google it. Yeah. Technology, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what have you been up to this week?
Mate, just, you know, carrying on the research for for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's a good episode coming up.
Good one,
we've got some good stuff coming up. I've just been working. Just getting bits done, to be honest. Off to London tomorrow.
London.
Off to Big Smoke. Go and see London folk. Bigger boys came.
Yeah, the bigger boys.
So going over to London. So it's all right, you know. You get the train. Train in the morning. You're there
and
back.
How long does it take to get down there?
It's actually a lot better than it used to be. I remember getting the train, it taking 4 hours, whereas you'd get the coach.
4 hours? It takes five in coach, yeah.
Yeah, it'd take 5 to 6, mate. I've been on that coach for nearly 7 hours in the past when there's
been
traffic problems. Oh,
yeah, Birmingham's a fucking state, mate.
Totally. I mean, as well, before that kind of toll road went in, it was like nightmare.
Oh, those fucking toll roads. Bastards.
I think with... you know, trains getting started to move a bit faster nowadays, so you can generally do it in about 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
which isn't bad.
Yeah, but there's Northern Line's being taken away.
The line was actually run by Virgin.
Virgin who?
Yeah,
right,
so okay. Well, the Northern Line the Northern Coastline train, I think is, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But basically, Virgin had the contract when it went private for that rail network.
Yeah.
But basically, it was only ever supposed to last until 2020.
Yeah.
So obviously, they're out now.
Yeah.
And the
contract's been ripped.
So obviously, it's gone to whoever the next sort of contracted person was, and it was Avanti,
which is.
I mean. To be honest, I really liked Virgin trains, and I think every time you went on them, it was really kind of smooth and got a good service.
Yeah.
To the point where I got trapped. I think I've mentioned this, where I got kind of trapped. I got stuck on where I'd missed my connection, and they paid for a taxi home for me. So it's like, you know, sorting me out big time. So I give them a tweet and a mention.
Job.
I was like, cheers for that. I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
But you know, I was kind of traveling with Avanti, and it just seemed like they'd not got the bearings yet and they'd not got everything on form. So I'm hoping that the next time I go on one, they'd sorted a few issues out, because wasn't too best impressed, to be honest. But, you know, you live and learn. Hopefully these things are just kind of teething problems.
You think you should go back to government?
What, like private government-based rail network?
Yeah.
I think a lot of things should, to be honest. I think in terms of kind of things that our country needs to go back to a kind of a...
instead of profiteers.
Looking after the citizens is stuff like dental. You know, I think basically, I think since...
NHS Dental was crap,
right? And whenever you get referred to them, yeah, it still costs you a pretty penny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the fact was, when the dental services all kind of got that option to go private, it's like, well, you've got one practice there who's like absolutely making a killing and driving a Beamer in a Merc or a Merc. And then you've got your NHS dentist who's just getting 35 quid per customer from the government subsidy program or whatever.
Yeah.
Then, you know, of course they're going to turn their practice into a private practice. It makes sense to. But the people who suffer are the patients, because not everyone can afford those high prices. You end up with a nation of kind of people.
Like double the price.
No wonder we've got a bad reputation for having bad teeth.
Yeah, fucking you not know, mine
but
out.
To be fair, it's like the government should. I mean, it's not even like it's a vital sort of health benefit. Yeah. You know, it's dental's like.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it can cause a lot of problems if unchecked. If you're putting people, especially poor people, in a position where they can't afford the treatment, then they end up with septicemia, abscesses, fucking blood poisoning, and even death.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, do you know, like, that's one thing that I feel very strongly about privatisation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they did it with a lot of stuff, so, I mean, I can't really... I mean, it's a long list.
What about BT?
Well, I think...
British Telecom?
BT's a... It's not... thingy, is it? That's owned by a company. I think like British Telecom doesn't really need to be owned by the government, really. Do you know what I mean? No. Why does it?
So that's like it's not delivered on everything that they're supposed to have delivered.
Yeah, I know, but it's a service that people can have. It's a service that people can have or don't have. It's not a case of that I need BT in my life. It's like
apart from if you went to Virgin, most of us had.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Virgin again, fucking rank outsider is like they're coming in with an alternative method
to doing the
job.
Yeah.
Whereas every other internet provider is at the mercy of BT because they own all the lines. So you've got to pay BT for a line rental just to have your internet with plus net or whatever you do.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's why he charges like...
Whereas...
It's 16 quid.
Virgin was originally cable and wireless or 9X if you want to go even further back.
Okay.
And they changed into cable and wireless, and then cable and wireless turned into digital, on digital, and on digital turned into Virgin Media.
Yeah.
So, you know... But all that infrastructure was bought and paid for with the company when they, you know, revamped it or rebranded it. So,
yeah, but
BT have held all the cards for years.
Yeah, fuck
because
hell, yeah.
you need a line in order to get the service.
Yeah.
So, in that respect, they're very clever, but in terms of being a government subsidy, that means that I'm already paying for it because I'm a taxpayer.
So you're paying twice. So,
well, that's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, exactly. I'm paying twice. If it was owned by the government and I still had to pay a bill, then what am I paying for? I'm paying you to run it, as well as I should be getting that service for free as a taxpayer.
Now, say, under EU laws, we should not pay two bills on one
Let's
thing.
Let's wait. Oh, it's like double jeopardy.
But we never took that on.
Well,
that's how much influence we had.
You see, this is what happens when Elon Musk's system comes into play, right? And it's a, what is it, Skylink or whatever it's called.
His
internet project, right? Yeah. That's an offering the public another alternative to having a line. Do you know what I mean?
Because it's like Sky
because
cable.
You don't need BT then. You don't need to bow to BT to get a line to have internet, because you can just wave your magic Elon Musk wand in the air and connect.
Mr. Skynet,
you know,
himself. Mr. Skynet,
I swear he's got a T-800 in the basement. I'm not even joking, he's building one.
No, he's built an upgrade, hasn't he?
I will get you. get me to Mars.
Hey, that's a point now. I haven't seen Arnie for a while. How's the old fella going?
Well, the last time I seen him, he was getting fly kicked in a gym. So, you know, I don't know. Since then, the guy just bounced off him and flew about 100 yards. So it was pretty funny, to be fair.
Well, you can't
and he
exactly
just didn't
lift
seem
him
to be
up,
fazed by it at all.
Yeah, proper funny man.
Yeah, so
you still will see that on the net.
I've got some pretty interesting little news stories here, if you're interested.
Yes, please.
Escaped horse put on a bus after blocking traffic. So
put on a bus.
Yeah, yeah. So a lost horse, right?
Yeah.
I thought this was quality. Yeah, right. A lost horse boarded a bus but managed to avoid ponying up for the fee
or the fare
after being reduced after being rescued from a busy road in Cardiff.
What the fuck?
So, the steed was seen by motorists on the A48 in the middle of a busy traffic
driving
area, yeah, on Thursday evening. South Wales police said the animal wanted to stir up a little trouble, but doing so, they risked falling foul of the law.
Oh, I love
these puns. Do you know what? I try and find the most punny stories going, and this is a hands down winner.
This is a winner.
Several motorists pulled over and were able to help. You know, stop traffic and keep the animal calm until the police arrived. But Harley Stevens, one of the rescuers, told the BBC Wales... Harley Stevens, one of the rescuers, told BBC Wales that she had expected riding... She had experience riding horses, but had never loaded one onto a horse box or a trailer, let alone a bus. So the police arrived and were a bit flummoxed to what to do because they couldn't get the horse box there in time.
Shoot the fucker.
Right? But when a bus had also stopped at the scene, the driver suggested letting the animal inside. After putting down the disability ramp, they were able to coax the horse onto the bus.
After shitting all over the place.
And he was pretty happy.
It's just sort of piss, mate.
The horse basically was taken to get a checkout.
Called the Knackers Yard.
By Miss Stevens and one of the other passengers. But basically, it got a free ride home.
Cheeky bastard.
The police basically contacted the local horse warden. They were able to reach the horse's owner, and the horse was collected from the hospital's park, and basically
shot.
He got it home. Yeah, he's shot.
Shot and now made glue.
So the A48 is one of the busiest roads in Cardiff, and in 2015 it was also shut down when three horses got onto the nearby carriageway.
What the fuck is there? What's going on down there?
Well, I just think there must be a lot of fields and stuff around that area.
Fields?
You're all right there, fella.
Yeah, I think so, 1 minute.
You're going to make me cough. Do you know what? I'm involuntary starting to now. He's alive.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, nice one.
So, yeah. So, I think that was pretty ingenuitive of the bus driver, just letting it on. It's let the traffic flow again, hasn't it? And he's got the space on the bus.
Well, he couldn't do anything else.
Well done, that man.
Get off. I'm going to drive down the road.
Done a pretty good job there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a nice little story.
Nice
what
little
have you
horse
got? You got anything you want to talk about?
Let's go with this. Warning for Android users.
I'm an Android user.
There's free apps that have been...
I'm not an Android.
You're not an Android?
Go on, free apps. Sure. Free, I like that. Go on, what's free?
Ah, no, it wouldn't, because they're all hackers.
Twats. What app is it? Just so I don't download that.
Camero.
What's that?
Which is Camero.
But what's the app do?
I don't know, because I'm not downloading the fucker. I'm not that stupid.
Did it not give you a description of what the app was supposed to do? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't want to be going just like...
It'd be about your camera.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly the type of fucking app I'd want.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I always look on the photography apps just to see what's crack.
Don't want that one, mate. Yeah, no. It'll take all your details, all your music, everything you've got on your phone.
Oh, they can have me music. At least, you know...
And it can hack through certain systems as well. And it can even get in your cloud and stuff.
Okay.
It's like, what the fuck?
So, Camero.
Yeah, Camero. File Serpit, which is F-I-L-E-C-R-Y-P-T.
Okay. And what's that one do? You don't know.
That one's same. And then you got Call Cam, which I'm presuming that's like, ring up and see their face.
Sort of like a FaceTime sort of app.
So it's call and then come.
Okay.
Yeah.
So avoid those like the plague if you don't want to get your information, your data taken away.
if you've got it, I don't know what you.
Is there anything you can do? Just delete the app, I suppose.
I think, delete your app, but all the information that's on there would have been taken already. So
it's funny to think, actually, because do you know what? You've probably got more personal information on your phone than you do in your house.
Online banking is the worst on it. Yeah.
Your shopping habits, you know, your heart rate, you know, all these things.
Yeah, it's your addresses, like, your neighbours' addresses, everyone else.
I mean, even personal stuff that you might think that is just personal to you, but you use your phone and they know.
Photos.
I don't know. Photographs. Yeah,
photos.
Well, look at them. Mate, they're not private anymore, mate. Fucking Camaro's got a copy.
All them celebrities the other year, which had a shitload of...
When all the clouds were... when they were all leaked.
Yeah. All that as well.
I know you downloaded them all, didn't you?
Someone who did.
I know, yeah. All them Jennifer Lawrence pictures. Yeah, I know.
Sure. A little beauty, that one.
Well, is there anything more to that?
No. Just be aware that if you've got them apps, get rid. And I don't know really what you can do about like getting your detail back. It'd be too late, to be honest. So I'd probably, if you've got
change your
banking,
password. Change your password.
Yeah, go and speak to your banks and stuff like
just
that.
Say, yeah, just say, I've downloaded this app. I just want to make sure. I've got this fucking story and it's pretty appalling, actually. Ooh. Yeah, no, I like a good painting and everything, yeah, but fuck me.
Yeah.
Spanish billionaire, like he's not got enough money.
Oh.
And ex-vice chairman of his country's largest bank, Santander, which is my bank.
Oh,
yeah.
It's your bank.
Yeah, I bank with Santander. Has been sentenced to jail and fined $48 million.
$48 million for what?
Right. So he was attempting to smuggle a Picasso abroad, right? So Jamie Bonnet, who was 83, allegedly planned to sell the painting, which he was declared a national treasure in Spain at an auction in London.
Dirty bastard.
So the painting work titled The Head of a Young Woman was seized from his yacht in France in 2015, but he was only sentenced to 18 months in prison. And after being found guilty of smuggling cultural goods, he was forced to forfeit the work. So Spain's basically strict heritage laws state that any work of art over 100 years old is considered culturally significant and is deemed a national treasure.
Yeah.
So basically by him taking it out of the country, he's basically broke a shit ton of laws. So he was denied the permit for the Picasso back in 2012 after authorising a British auction house, Christie's, to seek an export permit from Madrid to London. But in 2015, he reportedly instructed his driver to... he instructed somebody to basically take the painting from Madrid to Valencia, where his yacht was, and then basically take it onwards from there. Yeah. So the captain of the yacht basically hid the painting from... He omitted the painting from the list of artworks on board.
Yeah.
And then arranged a private jet to take the artwork from Genevieve to Bloomberg. Right. So this painting's going around, mate.
Fucking hell, yeah.
Yeah. So... But French police basically inspected the yacht, and after receiving a notification from the bank, the banker had requested a permit to transport the painting and found it wrapped up on the cabins in the captain's cabin.
Ah,
so
see.
Sorry about that. I was getting my mouth's all fucking hurting. Sorry. My mouth is like, I can't get my words out. Sorry.
That's the second wet painting this week that's been found. There was one that I think it was Dutch painting of a lady, went about 15 years ago, was stolen, but I think it was about 5 years ago, some cleaners were cleaning outside in the back, and they found it basically shoved down into a hole.
Yeah.
And then claimed it, and then now it's been fumigated.
The thing is about Spain is, well, it's crazy that like two paintings have gone in the
artwork
stories. Maybe it's because they do hold the value or basically increase in value.
Black market, mate. Black market loves
the funny thing was
painting.
Though, right? Spain have got this history of basically saying, "No, that's ours," and claiming it back. There was a big treasure hunt where they basically found sorry, basically, but basically. They found a treasure on a ship of silver bars, gold bars, a load of other extra bits.
Oh, yeah.
So they tried to, they got it all up, spent millions, reclaiming this treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was Spanish treasure. So as soon as they reclaimed it, Spain just went, that's ours, and took it back. So the fact is, because it's a Spanish national treasure, is they're saying that it's theirs. But according to the local news site, the banker argued that the art had only actually ever been in Spain on a few occasions, including his daughter's wedding, for reframing. So he'd only took it to Spain to be reframed, but then tried exporting it back out of Spain, and they said no. Yeah.
It must have been proof of him transporting it into Spain.
Of course it would be, yeah.
Well, then that'd stand up his case. But if it's not, then it will turn out that he's a lying little rodder.
Well, he added he intended to take it to Genevieve for safekeeping, but not auction it off in London. So, the judges ruled against him, saying despite him being fully aware of the administrative ban, to transport the painting, obviously he was fully intending to because it was on his yacht, and
Do you feel smart, you know?
What?
This is your banker. Banker.
They fucking charged me last month. I don't feel any fucking, loyalty to my bank.
You know where he's going in his back pocket, mate?
He's in prison now, but obviously it's like...
He's going in
some other banker's fucking art collection pocket, innit? So, don't worry about it.
Yeah, he'd be collecting it. Nice little Gaza fund. Brilliant, man.
Yeah, don't agree. Anyway, have you got any more muffins? Anything else you want to talk about, sir?
Muffin man.
I've got a really cool little story coming up.
I've got a NASA one to do with the centre of a galaxy.
Oh, go for it.
Well, scientists have now found a weird objects within the centre of a galaxy. Now, supposedly, in the centre of a galaxy is supposed to be a supermassive black hole, yeah?
Supermassive black
Which
hole.
Which is sucking and like licking news. And flicking
it's
everything
a Muse tune,
around.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So, now, in Sagittarius A, they found that there's six objects...
Infinity stones
around. Wait a minute.
Go for it, mate. Oh, you're getting me excited now. Go on. The infinity stones. Right.
Now,
time.
They call
these infinity stones.
G1, G2,
G3,
G4, G5, G6. Now, 10 years ago.
G6, it's going to be really faster than regular G5 or G4.
No.
Or 4G or whatever.
It's just how many objects are there.
So, so imaginative. So, do you know what? Whoever comes up with these names should be fucking fired. Do you know what I mean?
The LUC. UCLA.
Got the UCLA?
Yeah. University of California, Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know it. I know of it.
I was saying a lot of that.
Do you know
what?
Well, we've got a t-shirt if you want to go and get a basically t-shirt.
Yeah, basically,
We acknowledge the fact that we say basically a lot.
We do.
Yeah, right. We acknowledge the fact so much that we made a t-shirt. It's in the merch stand. If you just go in, it goes basically.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm
going to get one of them.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So they've named these objects G objects, right? Because they don't know what it is. Absolutely don't. Now, 20 years ago, there was only two.
Right.
Now, they don't
know what's
going
on.
Now there's six, yeah. They're like... And
Is it because they couldn't really... They just didn't observe them better as well, and now the equipment's getting a bit better so they can see further? I don't know.
It
all depends about, distance. Because from our perspective, they might look like they're close to each other, but one of them could be way further back.
Oh, no. These are, opposites, you can well tell. It's like, let's say it's like six planets around the black hole, and it's not going in, they're not going anywhere,
But they're not evenly spaced around the black hole, are they?
They're not.
Well, the thing is, we actually talked about a story not so long ago about the first time something's actually been seen orbiting a black hole.
Yes, it was a sun, I believe.
Mm.
That was circling it,
And it was literally just like, there was no way it should be able to to kind of maintain position.
That was the only way they could tell that there was black hole there, because there was they couldn't actually see it, but they knew there was something there because the way the movement.
Well, yeah,
it was the way
that the sun was behaving in terms of the pull. I think. Yeah. So it was in orbit, but it was still had. Obviously, it was being sucked on.
Yeah.
It was like a
sucked
like
on,
a,
was it?
It was like a kid with a lollipop.
Yeah, he was sucking. Give me that sensor. I like that cricket.
Go for it.
Now, the weird thing is, they're like a gas cloud. So let's say there's a black hole in the center and there's two gas clouds around it and they're swirling round and all that. But now there's six, but they act like a sun.
Right.
Now, a sun is different to a gas cloud. A gas cloud, you know, it's wavy. You can lose a lot of it. There's all sorts. It's not cast iron. Now, a sun is a hard object, and it's got gravity, massive gravity
it's got
around
a
it.
A lot of mass, yeah.
Yeah, and it's got all these, you know, elements of stuff. So
that's the technical word for it, stuff.
Yeah, well... Well, no, there's actually...
Space stuff.
Oh, what's the word? There is actually a technical word for not knowing what it is. It is the... I can't remember, but it's
Fucked
used
if
a
I
lot.
Know.
It's used a lot, a real lot. But yeah, so they're scratching their heads again, trying to find out what the hell these things are, because it could change a lot of things by finding out what these things are in the middle, because they might be... the stuff that's actually moving the rest of the galaxy around, or why the galaxy is heating up, or could it tell us that we're actually in the Matrix, because it shows a certain element
of
how things could go
that
on.
Took an unexpected turn in the Matrix.
Well, yeah, well, this is it, because you could fix it as
what are they, just part wheel? Of the machine? Well, that's what I was thinking, yeah. Like a cog as a part of a cog in a machine. But it's like,
don't
I think, well, obviously,
them.
I think the world, I think the universe and the operates like that anyway. There is definitely cog in the machine sort of elements.
Definitely
to it.
In the solar
it's
system
like,
we're in,
look
yeah.
at look at the solar system. Yeah, exactly. Our
like
solar system.
Man.
It is a clockwork
and it
mechanism.
Be that way.
And the way it works in harmony with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue that that's just. I mean, because obviously the universe was a chaotic place in the beginning. Things were hitting off each other.
Yeah.
Just look at all the craters. On the moon and like other planets, it's like obviously there was bombarding into each other,
yeah,
forming
and the spacing,
yeah? And then the spacing between. I mean, the crazy galaxy, thing about yeah. the spacing between like planets is they're kind of perfectly spaced, I think.
Well, yeah, but galaxies, but we're as the galaxy is expanding and we're separating from other galaxies, it's only going to get worse for us because it's only going to get colder. But galaxies are getting pulled in to an area of space. We are getting pulled in, so we're moving fast, but we're also getting pulled into another area of space, which
being pushed and pulled.
We don't
around.
Know what
well, this
the
is
fuck it. It is.
It's like, oh well, what's it? Yeah? It's like, where are we going from that's this shit. Bit of space to that bit of space?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But I think it expands like that, and it comes out.
But we could have been in space. Well, we've been expanding
else.
Since the dawn of time. So yeah. At the end of the day, it's like it's nothing new.
It won't
really.
Stop. It'd either
It'd
do
never
one
stop.
Or two things. It will carry on forever, or it will.
Well,
reverse.
You've heard of the bubble theory, yeah. Where it'll get to the point where it'll burst and then start
it's
again.
Not necessarily.
Maybe
that it'll burst.
No, well, think about it. Right, everyone goes on about the Big Bang and what the Big Bang was. It's like, right, okay, so what happened to spark that Big Bang? Well, the universe expanded to a point where it banged and then it restarted.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The Big Bang is the thing that exploded in the first instance, which
yeah.
was the galaxy, because it reached capacity.
But the
burst. To a point where everything was destroyed, and that and spark jump starts it all off again.
Yeah, but it's like the size of the fucking thing. It was like it was like an atom. It was smaller than an atom at the beginning.
Size has got nothing to do with
well,
it.
Well, yeah, everything that you see here, you know, you learn about everything has come from that little one atom.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. Well, true.
You know
that
what I mean?
Actually,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
lot to
oh,
take.
Oh, that's
in
deep,
it.
Man. It's just like, wow. We're brothers then. In that case, yeah. We're
well,
all brothers
we're
and
all
sisters.
Yeah.
We're all brothers and sisters.
Space
if there
stuff,
was
man.
Only oh star stuff, if you yeah. want to go down the Brian Cox route.
Nah, space.
I do like a bit of Brian Cox.
Yeah,
but I do. I mean, I like how he dumbs it down for everyone. Like, you know, it's like. like, but he does have a lovely way of doing
it. He does,
and he's
got such
a nice voice. I could listen to Brian Cox
for
the whole day.
He's got a dull voice, but...
No, he's got quite a nice voice. He's got quite a soothing voice.
You could fall asleep to it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah, but there's a few the way he puts it across is...
It's accessible and elegant. Yeah, he's very good at what he does.
Yeah.
And I can see why he's... Because he's got that combination of showman and science brain.
But not too
so,
much.
I mean, like,
he needs
you know,
a bit more
he's
showman.
You know, he's been in bands and stuff. He's used to
getting
on a stage. So it's quite handy that he's got this knowledge about what he does. And now he's changed his field into this more scientific route. He's obviously applied that,
done well
that showmanship.
Yes. Yeah,
to what he does now.
Oh,
do you know, and it's pretty cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I like the man.
Yeah, yeah.
So. I've watched a lot. I learned a lot of stuff from.
I listened to the Infinite Monkey Cage, and which is his
podcast.
Back,
isn't it?
What Robin Ince and Brian Cox.
Yeah.
For the Infinite Monkey Cage, check it out. It's good. It's one of the only BBC podcast I listen to be honest.
I'll be honest.
If they were on a better platform, I'd be listening to them.
All the time. Hell,
But...
He's got some cool
And
shit.
I like his lectures as well. I actually caught one of his lectures when I was working at Manchester University, and basically they used to do dinner time lectures for staff and students. Anyone could attend, basically.
Public.
I think they still do it. I think the public...
Did they?
Yeah, but I don't know who does them, but like they used to do them. I'm not sure if they still do them.
I might
but
have
they
to
do
have
dinner
look.
Time lectures. Anyone can attend and just go and learn something. Checked out one of Brian Cox's a while back when I was working there. It was fucking ages ago, actually.
Yeah.
It was dead interesting.
Did you have a smooth one?
What?
Did you have a smooth one?
A smooth one?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Smooth day there.
I was fucking knowing you, Taylor. You've always got an innuendo going. I don't know. I can never tell. Do you know what I mean?
Smooth day.
Anyway,
did you have a good
time? It was good. Yeah, far for a lunch hour. I've had worse.
Yeah.
Got this good story here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loch Ness Monster shock. So DNA has been found in the Scottish Highlands waters. Yeah.
It's me, sorry, I took a poo in there.
Well, they're saying this is unidentified DNA, so it could be. The mysterious and the mystery of the so-called Loch Ness Monster may be one step closer to being solved. After scientists found unidentified DNA in the water of the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah, I just think it's a toilet, sorry. I'll just keep dropping it.
No,
in there.
It could be anything, mate. At the end of the day, these unidentified species just doesn't necessarily mean it's Loch Ness.
You know what? Chances of it actually being like what people think kind of creature is probably more likely.
It's probably
than
true.
It's not.
At the end of the day, mate, I like the idea of like a Loch Ness monster or a Bigfoot and all the rest of it. It makes life a little bit more interesting. Do you know what I mean? But the thing is, it's like I'd never rule it out because these animals did exist. You can't argue that there was animals that were on par with Nessie, and if to argue that one might have survived isn't out of the realms. Do you know what I mean?
They reckon that there's 5 million different species, on this planet at the minute, right? That's an estimated, and we haven't even touched the sea yet. You know what I mean? Now, they reckon that, I've lost a trail of thought.
Stoner.
Who, me? Never. Yet, 99% of the animals that lived on this planet are extinct.
Yeah, I'd believe that.
You know what I mean?
Believe that.
And the chances of something getting through slightly at the edges... Is
of course,
pretty high,
yeah. I think that's pretty high. Yeah, of course, yeah. Around that perimeter of kind of like mass population to just one or two left of the species.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
At the end of the day, look at.
I've got to say,
look how fast, koala bears have just gone onto the endangered species list.
After the
debacle
the
fire. Do you know what? It pissed me off a bit. Do you know, like, even I'm not even from Australia, but the fact that how the government handled it, the Australian government. It was like people on the holidays, all the rest of it, you know, like not actually dealing with the problem.
Yeah, but...
And I was watching, what was it? I was watching something the other day and they were saying actually how, you know, it kind of made like George Bush's handling of Hurricane Katrina look fucking compassionate.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Don't think he should have been on his jollies when the situation was that he should have gone straight back but like we don't know all the variables to it either. You know what I mean? We only know at the end of the day.
I think that's what a lot of Australians are thinking.
Sex change for all we know. I don't care.
Yeah, but the fact is, that's not what.
Well, he was halfway through surgery, right? Well, you're cockless.
Well,
golf.
Yeah, all right.
No ball, but
if he was, actually having surgery, then maybe. But I think that would have come out in the press that he was. Oh, I'm sorry, he was actually under the knife when all this was going on, so he couldn't really do anything about it.
You know what I mean? That might come out later on.
Who knows, right? But the fact is, you don't know, right? But and what my point is how fast an animal can go on the endangered species list.
Yeah.
You know, just
you reckon 1 billion.
So damage.
Yeah.
Well,
now they're estimating 500 million.
Well, there's a lot of relief funds out there, so get yourselves.
If you can help along or donate,
we'll be donating our next couple of Patreon
payments
to the the charity. To one of the charities that is looking after. The Australian relief. Yeah. So if you can do something, as much as possible, but as little as obviously what you can afford.
But thank fuck the rains are coming now.
I know, I was seeing that on the news, and I was like, thank fuck, at least something's,
dust storms though as well, so you got to be careful with that.
Mm. So,
weather's a bit
going back to this, Nessie Folklore said that, it was supposed to inhabit the Loch Ness of Scotland. And, it's large in size, got a long neck. You know what a Nessie looks like. That's pretty much it. So, we'll see what they'd say when they've tested this DNA. Right.
But then they're going to have to put something against it, so they're going to have to go to maybe Ireland, Russia, Japan.
Well,
China,
they have to have something to kind of compare it to.
There's supposed to be ones there as well.
Yeah, well, that's what they were saying, that they are kind of worldwide.
Yeah, so it makes it even more, especially, well, I suppose the pictures that have come out haven't been great, but weird shit of pictures of weird things coming out over the last couple of years is hopefully expiring and opening people's minds to have a look at the alternative. You only know what you know because you were taught it. You don't know everything.
And next you'll be telling me the world's flat. Do you know what I mean?
Fucking daft.
The thing is,
on the turtle.
The thing is as well, it's a case of the, we don't know what's out there.
Nope.
I mean, you hit on a good point there. If you don't know what's round the fringe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I worked it out the other day that, we're only on 30% of land, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And about 15% of the land, I think even less than that, we're on. Yeah, and we, run...
More than that, surely.
Well, don't forget, you've got...
Oh, yeah, Africa.
You've got the deserts.
Yeah, of course.
Iceland,
so there's a lot of land that isn't Australia.
Yeah, there you go. So let's say about 10%, yeah.
It's funny how there is that much land, but obviously we want to kind of keep these sort of landscapes as they are.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of land there that people don't utilize, and it's like we live in such cramped conditions.
You know what? I think it's right that the land in Britain, most of it is forest. Was it 94% forestry? And it was 94%? No,
I can't buy that.
But looking at that, it possibly is,
I'll have to have a look into that.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, I think we mentioned it earlier, we were going to kind of go into a bit of
a
conversation we were having earlier about wishes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my argument was, right, if you had some wishes, you had a genie, you could ask him anything you wanted, right?
Yeah,
you've got 3 wishes. What would you wish for? So I was thinking it'd have to be something that was kind of, A, makes my life easier, yeah? Something
like full of gold.
Well, yeah, initially, right? Now, obviously, you wish for a bag of gold, right? Yeah. But and you can't ask for... What do you do? Do you ask for enough money for what? Yeah. How much is enough, right? So my idea was you'd have a pot of gold, right? And every time you take a coin out, it replaces that coin, right? That's not greedy because you've not got money that's kind of... You've got to kind of keep gold bricks everywhere like Scrooge McDuck vault.
Yeah, but
you've got a little pot of gold that gives you what you need when you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you need a pint of milk, you can put your hand in the pot, it'll give you what you need for a pint of milk. But if you need a loaf of bread, it'll give you what you need for a loaf of bread.
But like what I said to you, right, you are being generous with that. You are giving, let's say, the person on the street, you know, the other person, you know, here, have a treat, you know.
Of course, to go and do this. Well, no, you just have to be sensible with it. Yeah. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. Now, if you took that pot of gold, say, to a city centre and said, help yourselves, guys. If you need something, just take what you need out of the pot.
And you're going to turn your back.
Then how long before someone walks off with the pot?
2 minutes,
right?
Easy.
2 minutes, fucking right? Because greed sets minutes. In. Now, me, as the person who made the wish, I'm thinking about it in a sense that, well, it's saving me hassle in the future because, firstly, like I say, I've not got this vault of gold that I need to store, which will infinitely potentially run out. I've not asked for a finite number of gold. I've asked for a coin that replaces itself every time I need one. So it's not like but pays for what I need it to.
But you're asking for, I've got some money here. I can spend what I want. There's no consequence to that. And at any time that I'm I fucked up with money, the taxman's knocking on my fucking door, I reach in and get a bar of gold. So that ain't teaching you a lesson in
that's the beauty of having a wish. That's it. Yeah. We're talking magical methods.
But then the odd Joey out there is going to fucking look at that and go,
now, as
you
long
know
as
what?
I'm sensible, I can make that. People's lives comfortable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I can make my own life comfortable.
But someone's going to get greedy and come and see you and go, you're the big boss, man. I'm going to take your place.
No, because as long as you don't abuse it, now you could use your second wish to wish that nobody even remotely is interested in that pot. To everybody else, that pot is
are you
going to
live then?
That pot is an empty pot.
Are you going to live then? Because if you take the items within the pot, which you
can't see, how are you going to
feed yourself?
It's like a perception over that pot, So first wish, I've got a pot of gold that's infinite. Every time I take a coin out, it replaces it. Second wish, no one else is able to perceive that pot of gold.
Right.
Yeah. So it could be on the table and you could walk right past it and not even see it. I could see it because I wished for it to be imperceivable. Right? There you go. Problem solved.
Well, no, because you're breaking, one, the laws of physics.
Yeah, it's wishing, man.
And
it's
two,
magic.
The laws of the genie,
the laws of a genie.
Yeah.
Now I'm using my third wish. You know what I'm using my third wish for, don't you?
Well, I know you got a small one, but you don't have to set the genie free, man.
That's what you do.
What the fuck?
That's what you do with your third wish, type fuck.
What? Yeah, but then they come and get your money. Now he knows about your money, so he can go and see the bad dudes and go, you know what?
And now he's mortal as well, isn't he? Yeah? He's mortal as well,
I'm
so he might be
go
like...
And stab that
no, but he'll be so appreciative of you letting him free that he's going to be like, nice one, mate.
No, he's a two pound punk.
You're just basically putting a character onto him that he didn't deserve. Do you know what I mean?
He's blue.
You've done him a favour. You've let him free.
He's an Avatar, man.
Oh, mate. Oh, I didn't even watch Avatar. Anyway, so what would you wish for?
Oh, well, I got punishments for you, man. You can't get a wish off a genie and have no bad shit happen to you because it's all in the words on what you say.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You need to
say them words in a certain
way. You just look at the negative side, mate. Well, no. But it's like
laws
obviously, you'd have to go. Physics has got nothing to do with it.
Of course it has.
No, it's not.
Of course it has.
No, it's not. We're talking about a hypothetical situation where there's a fucking genie. There's no physics involved.
The fact that a genie lives in a fucking lamp.
Yeah. Physics shouldn't allow that. But it does because it's a fucking story, right? You rub the lamp, the genie pops out, gives you three wishes. Fact.
Yeah, but it might be the Matrix.
The fuck off. Oh,
well, no, you... No.
Yeah, well, go on.
What would I have?
So you're saying that if you made a wish, you've basically got to be very, very, very clear about what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what you want.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, in Aladdin, it's like he says, make me a prince. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you could interpret that as...
Marry the queen.
No, here's a prince then. I've just materialised a prince as your prince. Yeah, not make me... Turn me into a prince.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, so there you go, right? So you've got the fact that
there's always
you've
a consequence
got to be super specific
for the way you say
with
it,
what you say.
Yeah.
So when I say to the genie, make me a pot of gold that every time I take a coin out, it replaces it with another coin or gives me the money I need for the purpose. That's imperceivable to anybody else but me. Yeah.
So you won't be able to spend it.
How come?
Because if I was the genie and you said it in that way.
No, the pot's imperceivable, not the money itself.
But you didn't specify that. You did not specify that.
No.
And not only that, you went coin or money. Now you've put the decision in my hands to give you either money or coins.
It's what you need. Coins is money, currency.
It depends on the genie's circumstances.
Well, there you go. What I'd have to do, is exactly word it out exactly perfectly. I'd have to have a think about it. I wouldn't be going gung-ho, spending my wishes willy-nilly without thinking about what I wanted. Now, I'm not going to find a genie.
Give me a swimming pool of gold bars. Done.
No, because that's what I'm saying. It's like now you've got a swimming pool of gold bars that you've got to fucking mooch around or try and secure. Do you know?
No, I'm getting rid of it, mate.
People are then going to notice, looking out the next door bedroom window, he's got a swimming pool full
curtains,
of gold bars.
Curtains, mate. I've got curtains.
Yeah. What, on your swimming pool?
Yeah. I'm not having an outside one. Like, you know what I mean? I'm inside. I've got money already. You know what I mean? I'm a greedy bastard.
You twat. Yeah. You see, go on. What else would you wish for?
I don't know. World peace.
All right. And the night, and this is a 2020s
no,
Miss America
contestant. No, I don't want that. I don't want that second one. No.
I wish for world peace.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Justice for all.
No, because...
Peace on earth.
No, because without mistakes, you can't get full justice.
You end up being invaded. Yeah. Like by other alien species because they go, they're passive down there, you know.
I think
it's
I'd
like
have to
they're
say,
all peaceful. Let's go. Let's go and fucking take them, twats.
You know what? All right. It's hard, isn't it? Because, like, I've
that's
got
what I'm
money
saying. I don't
want to
be greedy with exactly money. Because
I could
money, but the thing is, money gets you every. It's like in that film, right? So in Aladdin, right? Where Jafar goes, I want to be a powerful sorcerer, which actually gives him the ability to do things himself. He doesn't have to rely on the genie because he can now do things himself because he's a sorcerer.
Yeah.
Now, that's the sort of, it's the sort of lines of thinking I'm thinking.
That's a good
without
idea.
Going evil, yeah.
We got a problem.
Go on, what's your problem? Come
no
on,
problem,
Mr. Negative.
Right, no, right. So you've just been given what?
Well, you don't even know what I've been given. Come on, how can you find a negative in something that you don't even know?
Do whatever you wish to do.
Right, yeah. No, you've asked to be a powerful sorcerer.
Right. So how do you know how to use that power?
Well, I suppose it would just come naturally, considering if you're a powerful sorcerer.
Well, you didn't request that. You only request the power. You didn't request to know about the power.
Well, just like superheroes then, isn't it? There's an adjustment period where they get to grips with their abilities.
Kill
they find
half
their full
the population
potential.
Before they go,
they find
right,
the full potential. Now, I assume if I was a sorcerer, it'd just be a case of going, ding, chicken.
You're gonna have
and
one.
A chicken would appear in front of me. I'd go, I want a
burger. Word.
Yeah, a sorcerer as in like I'm a magician, like a powerful.
Yeah, like
you know,
you say something, so then it appears
well,
or disappears.
Well, whatever.
Or
do you know what I mean?
What
like fucking do. Whatever you wanted, whatever you thought of.
Or well, see, these are different powers, man. These
well, that's
are
what
a
I'm
lot
saying.
Of power.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, you, but you
power
could you could actually request anything.
You can't
you
hold
want.
That.
You could hold no power of thought. What do you mean? So you just be sat there. No, it's not a case of that. Whatever you think of is going to appear, like the marshmallow man.
Yeah,
it's a case of that. Like if I want something to happen, I can make it happen. If I'm a sorcerer, then it's like how any sorcerer, any magician, Harry Potter, fucking Gandalf, any of them do anything,
so
they do it because
power.
They will it to. They don't. It's not because like they'll just be sat there thinking about fucking daydreaming,
yeah, but
and then someone would appear in front of them and go, "What the fuck are you doing here?"
So now you've got the power of will instead of the power of speech or the power of the mind.
What are you talking about? No,
well,
you're not.
Difference.
You're asking the power to do anything you want. You've taken the genie out of the equation because now you don't have to rely on them
to
do any more wishes for you.
So and you want to be a god?
Well, that's what Jafar does, and he says, "I want to be a genie. I want to be a sorcerer." Then he had to take it further because he was greedy. Yeah,
that's
now
it.
He took it
bit
further because he was greedy,
makes it greed.
And he was always told, you know, you're the second to the Sultan. So basically, if you don't, you know, now, you're not. You might be powerful. You're a sorcerer, but there's still one who's more powerful than you. The one who gave you your power.
Yeah.
So then he turns around and says, "All right, then. Well, I want to be the most powerful genie." So he turns him into a genie.
Yeah.
And but you know, he gets trapped in a lamp. That's his hard shit.
Yeah? That's what there's consequences for your action.
But that's a road that you take through greed if you were sensible and just basically take care of your needs and don't take it to an extreme. Yeah, but then you'd be cool, wouldn't you?
Most of the population who are out there who are fucking bagging money, who they even want the greed, but the greed comes with the responsibility of having that fucking money. And like,
the thing is, you could ask for a wish. Yeah, you could ask for to be taken care of in every aspect of your life for the rest of your days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
have good luck every single second of the day.
That'd be a good wish to be the luckiest person. That'd be a very good wish, actually, being a lucky person. Yeah. But it's like being taken care of. That could mean anything. That could mean like financially, lucky in love.
I didn't realise what you meant when I shot you.
That's what I'm saying. But
taking care of. Bang,
taking care bang. Of it. Yeah. Fucking hell, you're so literal.
Well, you know, you didn't specify exactly. You've got to specify. Well,
there you go. Well, the takeaway from this is, if you do find a lamp and we give it a rub, yeah, be very crystal clear in your wishes.
Be very careful what you rub as well.
Be careful what you wish for, because do you know what? You might just end up with something you didn't want.
Yeah.
I think that's a good analogy.
I think we carry on any further with this, I think I'm just gonna lose my voice.
Yeah. So lose. I just don't. You know, when you're trying to have a discussion with an argumentative bastard.
Oh, me?
Yeah, I know. It's fucking difficult.
I've got one against you. Fucking hell.
I'm logical. No. You let us know what you think, guys.
Yeah, tell us, man.
If you think Taylor's right and you think that darkness and there's like, you know, there's an anger, there's gonna be a dark cloud based on
consequences for your actions. If you do something, there's always something gonna be against it.
Well, yeah, I know, but the fact is, it's like
science based. Surely,
no, surely, because we're not talking science.
Surely,
don't call me Shirley.
Shirley. Right?
Surely, the genie would be the buffer between that, because they've made it happen. They're the most powerful being in the universe.
Yeah.
So therefore, if they've made it so,
yeah,
that's like God making it so.
Yeah,
but
there's always a trick behind it. You know, there's always a trick behind it. And
maybe you're just too cynical. You've got physics. Physics has got nothing to do with it.
You got a genie in a fucking bottle.
Well, that's what I said earlier. It's like you can't look. Like I say, we could go down this road all day.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
Right.
We've gone way over on a normal extra episode anyway. So
we enjoyed it.
We'll catch you next time. We've got a really good episode coming this week.
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe to Never Miss a Beat. Also, if you want to check out the website, you can go to neverastraightanswer.co.uk. We've got downloadable episodes, blogs, articles, in the case files there. We've also got merch if you want to go and buy a t-shirt, get an basically t-shirt for a pretty decent price. Also Patreon links there, and PayPal if you want to donate something. Also, make sure you donate to the Australian Relief Fund.
Give the lads and ladies a help.
Definitely. Obviously there's a lot of people who've been displaced and animals have been kind of wrote off. It's not a nice
picture over there.
Obviously. Thoughts are going out to everyone involved. So, you know, and everyone, all the brave people who've actually been fucking fighting them fires.
Yeah.
Because I watched an article and they were saying that this isn't like a normal forest firework where they'd be able to tackle it.
Yeah.
It's just relentless. Yeah. So these guys have been working tirelessly.
And a lot of them are volunteers as well. A lot of them are volunteers.
Of course, yeah. Well, they don't want to see the fucking neighbourhood go up in smoke, do they? I mean, at the end of the day, if it was us, I think we'd be there, you know, trying our best to do our bit. Yeah. Oh, there was a woman who fucking, she basically had about 5 or 6 koalas in a car. And she was like driving them off the scene. So fuck it. These are the type of people who, you know, give a lot of respect.
They've been dropping food as well near the woods, so the animals get.
Oh, cool! Yeah, so the ones that are kind of still out in the wild.
Carrots and that have been dropped. Yeah, bless them. Good.
So, yeah. Well, I'm going to try and find out a couple of links and post them up on Twitter.
Yeah.
So if you can get donating, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Also, did you hear about that woman? She was basically, I can't remember who it was, but she basically went on to Twitter and Instagram and said, if you can provide a receipt for your donation, I will send you a nude, right?
What?
To your inbox. Yeah, exactly, right?
Oh, so good girl.
She raised a fucking fortune, A lot of people, some people were sending in fucking forged receipts, which was a bit naughty, to be honest, considering what the cause is. But
there's some scoundrels out there.
She's raised a fortune, but because she was sending nudes over Twitter and Instagram, she's been banned off Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, that's so fucking out. And
I think they should have been a bit more lenient considering what they're doing it for. So, you know, I think fucking slap on the wrist there, Twitter.
Yeah,
definitely. Slap on the wrist, Instagram.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? I think considering she's just raised a shit ton of money.
Exactly. You need to put the camera on yourself and take a very good hard look at yourself.
Exactly, yeah. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, the fact is, it's like this girl, she's used her ingenuity and she's thought, how can I make some dough for this cause? Yeah, and I think she's used what God give her.
Yeah.
If you like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it's only what God give her, man.
I know.
Yeah,
so
nothing
fucking
wrong with that.
At the end of the day, it's like, what's so bad about that? I mean, it's not like she was posting them on Twitter. And to be honest, I see a lot worse on Twitter.
Yeah.
Sometimes I open my Twitter feed and these pages that I don't even subscribe to that just throw up dodgy stuff. And I think, how is that even allowed on Twitter? Do you know?
You have words with them or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they're posting them in an inbox message that's literally a private message. So I don't see what the issue is, really. Anyway, there you go. That's been another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
We'll catch you next week. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast fix.
Wherever you can.
And we'll catch you next time.
You will.
Peace
out.